I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national polling firm. May I please speak with Sanford Buchbinder?
What is this entitled? What is this call for?
We're talking with people in your area and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. The survey is mainly about public education in Rhode Island.
Okay, you can ask me.
Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can toll safely?
Yes, I can. Yes, sir.
Thank you. And in which state do you currently live?
Rhode Island.
And do you live in the city of Providence or outside the city of Providence?
Providence.
And what is the zip code where you live, just to make sure we speak to all areas?
What did you ask me? What question?
What is the zip code where you live, just to make sure we
speak? 02906.
02906. Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for political office? Yes or no?
No.
And are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teachers' union or teachers' association, or no?
No, sir.
And in what year were you born, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
1943.
Thank you. And which one of the following best describes you, a man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way, just for quality purposes of the call?
No, I'm a man.
Thank
gay
you.
Man.
And
a gay man.
Just to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background, or no?
No.
And for statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino American, Asian American, or other?
White American.
And what is the last grade you complete in school? The last grade.
The last grade, I went to another school. So I went to like three years in a like business school.
Oh, but it was some grade, like first to eighth grade, or?
No, I graduated.
12th grade? High school,
okay. No, I graduated.
And how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger from who you are the parent or guardian?
No, I have no children.
And, okay, now I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. And please just tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me, okay? And we'll go on the next one.
Okay.
The first name on the list, Governor Dan McKee. How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, the next one, Mayor Brett Smiley. How would you rate him? Very favorable, just somewhat, or unfavorable? Mayor Brett Smiley.
Somewhat favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Okay. City of Providence School Superintendent Javier Montañez. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very, very favorable.
Very favorable. The City of Providence School Board in general. How would you rate them? The City of Providence School Board. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
What is his name?
The City of Providence School Board, in general, the organization.
Oh, there's no one, no particular person, right?
No, it's an organization, the City of Providence School Board. Are you familiar with that? Or never heard of? Okay,
no,
well,
just
based on what you know about the City of Providence School Board, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
And what about teachers' unions in general? How would you rate them, teachers' unions? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable. Somewhat.
And the last one, Right, that is the Rhode Island Department of Education. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And now I am going to read you a list of various educational institutions. And again, please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat, or unfavorable. And again, if I name one you don't know too much about, just let me know and we'll go on the next one. The first one in the list, traditional public schools in Providence. Traditional public schools in general. How would you rate them? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
The next one, magnet schools in Providence. Are you familiar with magnet schools?
No, I'm not.
Okay, never heard of. And what about public charter schools in Providence? Public charter schools. How would you rate public charter schools? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm not familiar with them either.
Never heard of, okay. And innovation schools in Providence? Innovation schools, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable. Somewhat.
And
favorable.
The last one, yes, the last one, private and parochial schools in Providence. How would you rate private and parochial schools? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And would you say public education in Providence is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Providence on the wrong track? What do you think, in general?
On the wrong track.
Okay. And how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? It's very important, somewhat important, not that important, or not at all?
Very important.
Okay, and now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time, sir. Do you think the local public schools in Providence need to change a lot, just some, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay.
Thank you.
And from what you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools here in Providence? Strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose? Increasing the number. Okay. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other? Traditional public schools.